Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. If we had some special sound, the breaking news, big story, breaking news, big story. Although I don't know that it's anything more than a story at this point. We're going to be doing a cup of Super Bowl next week. We've been promoting that vividly here for the Maryland Food Bank. We start Monday at Costas. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. We'll be there on Tuesday. I'm going to be cra man, I'm gonna have a crab cake in every place because they're all so friggin' delicious. Coco's is Wednesday. Thursday we're at State Fair. I might just break the thing and just get the chicken and waffles there because I would love that. And then Friday I'm at Cooper's North, and I will definitely have the ahi tuna there and some gumbo. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I will have the Magic 8-Ball, and the Magic 8-Ball for me did not. I woke up Thursday morning. I haven't even done a proper piece, and I've sobbed a few times. Lost my friend Sean Simpson. On Thursday morning, he was the goaltender of the Baltimore Skipjacks, first team I ever covered. It's been a long day. And in Thursday afternoon, I was at Pizza John's having a perfectly delicious Works pizza with a dear friend. And when the news hit me about Justin Tucker and a bombshell story in the Baltimore Banner. So, first things first, I'm a journalist. Kudos on a well-written, well-sourced, thought-out, legal. All of that to Chris Corman, who's been a guest here. He's one of the last journalists I know, Philadelphia guy, but I don't hold that against him. He thought he was having a good week. To the trio of reporters who wrote the story, it's behind a paywall. I don't make the rules, man, and I don't cut and paste, and I've read it. Luke Jones is here. Luke will be the first one to tell you, and in our partnership of 15 years, we don't like deaths. We don't like losing football games on Monday, but there's a game to talk about, right?
Sure.
We don't like free agency. Well, you don't like free agency. Well, you love free agency. What the hell am I talking about? You love the draft. You love all that stuff. Jurisprudence and Ray Rice punched his wife in a glass elevator, and I got to put my reporter hat on and talk to people who are going to point to their lawyers and lie about it if they know anything and protect the player. And it's like all of that. The allegations and the hints and evidence and tweets that leaked later. I'll throw it at you because you don't really want to be here right now, do you?
No, I mean, it's an uncomfortable story, and I don't mean that in the sense of downplaying it or the allegations being as serious as they are, as gross as they are, quite frankly. I said this to you before we began our conversation. I'm a sports guy, and I don't mean that in the sense of, oh, just the games and that's it. We talk about the business, we talk about all kinds of different parts of sports enterprise, right? Sports business, salary cap. You and I have talked at length about the Orioles, the branding and things of that nature, ticket sales, all that kind of stuff. But when you get into something like this, which is much more of a real life subject, a very uncomfortable subject when you're talking about inappropriate sexual misconduct, whether it's at a massage spa, professional spa, therapist type setting, or anyone who encounters that just in their everyday life with someone they know, a family member, a friend, anything like that, that's very serious. That makes everything else we talk about, all that sports stuff we talk about, completely, we know it's meaningless in a big picture sense, and
What is
but
amazing, though, because in the first minutes, well, that's why he was missing kicks. Okay, so it goes right to the field. No matter people are putting,
yeah, I mean.
that's he had a rough year on the field. I don't think there's any question about that. He's been a good citizen here. I have my own personal opinions of my hundreds of interactions of Justin Tucker that and interviews with him and how I would feel. I'm not going to pile on him today any more than he's been piled on. And he made his own statement, right? That came out right away. And so
Very
we
lengthy at that, yeah.
and you know and a lot of it was accusing the newspaper and accusing the reporter. And I've been the reporter who's had to report bad things, including one time with you with me underneath of the Chicago Stadium. I was sending out a tweet about Ozzie Newsome going into an ambulance, and I witnessed it. And I witnessed news, right? Like I'm a reporter. Really, I'm a reporter, Chad. Baltimore Banner gets a story on this, right? You get a call, or if I had a call on this, I can't honestly say, and I'm a man about town, and I'm a man about the east side of town, and I know these spas that we're talking about. Pitched a couple of them for business over the course of time. My wife has had massages in, I'm trying to think if I had a massage in these places. I have, you know, bless me, Deacon, for I have sinned, but I've had massages, legitimate massages in all sorts of environments, in all sorts of places, with male, female, black, white, old, young. I'm 56 years old. I've probably been getting professional massages way longer than you've known me. I have one person in my life who's sort of a massage person that we've encountered when we lived downtown. And I've had a few others that are friends. I mean, I have five people in my phone I could text to get a professional massage right now with people I know who've worked, given me body work, as we would say. My massage therapist is connected to the old Ravens of 20 years ago. She is a person who has worked on a lot of football players and came referred to me by a football player. So, and she's still very much in my life. So, I can say on oath, Deacon Jones, and if I were, you know, if you were a man of the real cloth, I'd say I've never been in one of those kinds of massage parlors. I know where they are. I know what they are. I'm from the east side of Baltimore. The happy ending, all of that. I do have a funny story about knocking on the door one night in San Francisco, but I don't. I've never been in any of the. I mean, every massage I've ever had has been legitimate in hotels on several continents. When you get off a long flight, I mean, like just all sorts of ways I've had massages. Music. Water, sounds, bells and whistles. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, they have a wellness facility where I have had massage in that facility before. So I would just say this, and I'm just going to say this out loud. If you were to ever get banned, or me as a public figure, were ever to get banned from one massage facility, just one, what you would have to do, how disrespectful you would have to be to have them say, "Sir, we're not going to press charges, but you need to leave." I have been in adult men's clubs many times. I have support they have supported my business at various points. You don't touch the girls. It's rule one. You don't touch the girls, man. Come on. And for any of the he-men on my Facebook page or in my world, it's been 10 years and allegations. I went through all of this. You know what I mean? Bill Cosby said hello to my wife in the coffee shop and s said nice things to her one morning at Harbor Court when he was doing his act. You know, you can't accuse Bill Cosby of anything at that moment, if anything, like, you just can't. And if you know anything about how this works, and I know you don't really want to get into this, but I'll get into this part of it because I've talked to so many people at Baltimore Positive over these years, you know. Go spend an evening at House of Ruth. Go meet a victim. Go meet somebody where whatever, anything, anything, from the worst acts of rape and violence you can imagine to having unwanted advances, and that's different than sexual assault. And then finding someone who was sexually assaulted in a circumstance that they're a woman, who's going to believe me? There's no evidence. My job's at stake. My family's at stake. My safety's at stake. My privacy's at stake. My what do I have to gain? What's in it for me? And, you know, I've been in circumstances where I've been victimized in various ways, but not like that. And I, you know, we all think we'd react by calling the cops and like all of that. And it's not the way the real world works, man. You know, and it's why neighbors don't snitch on neighbors in drug neighborhood. Just all of that that's built into our society that's been looked the other way. And this is reporting and it's journalism. And for Tucker to beat back at the journalist was, I thought that was low rent. And I think whatever his legal side of this is, that's fine. But the story was. Did not feel fictitious, and it did feel reported. And it this is not. He kept calling it a newspaper too. This is not some. This is Justin Fenton. You know, these are not. These are serious journalists, and a legal department. And time will tell. But I'm just for anybody out there judging on either way. This is just a really difficult circumstance, and we're all going to need to be careful on how we judge this. And then we're going to say, is he still the kicker? We're going to go down that lane, which is the lane we're always in, right? So were a couple of hours in this case into the story, and I would just say, sit back, let everyone tell their side. But the side for me isn't in journalists who got tips, who called different people in different ways and got the corroborating stories in weird ways. And then the bubbling to the surface of tweets come from years ago
Right.
about allegations that legs start to form in some way, in whatever way. And I told the Banner people this. They have a paywall up. People can't read the story. Everybody's going to read Justin Tucker's story. There's no paywall. Justin Tucker's going to have millions of people read his story. Not everybody's going to read the Banner story. And the Banner story's extensive, sourced, thoughtful, journalistic, should be read by everybody before they even. I read it, you read it before we came here to talk about it. But like, it's salacious, man. And this is national, and it's the league, and it's Super Bowl, and it's a Hall of Fame. I mean, whoo! There's some depth to this in a way that this is not going to be the last time you and I talk about this.
No, it's not. And I think you said it quite well. There are two sides, more than two sides, because you're talking about multiple massage therapists in this report, six from different places. And according to the Banner, individuals who did not know each other, right? At least some of the individuals
Keep
did not
going with the
know each other.
reporting side of
And,
reading what they wrote, because
right.
not everybody in our audience has re every. I think everybody's read the Justin Tucker thing. Maybe a cut and paste is up, but this is not something that you can even sum up in 2 minutes. But I want to give you
Sure.
a little bit of the. You
Well,
can make the. You read from the copy. How about that? We'll play it that way because I don't know that everybody in the audience is caught up on what exactly the allegations are. Right. So.
I think a lot of people know what the act now, how extensively it's presented in an
The legs
article
that
that's
stand under the
thousands of words. I
accusations, what I'm
think,
saying is.
the basics of it, he exposed himself, brushed up against two of them. Believed to be leaving discharge on the table in a couple instances. In some of these instances, a session ended early and the massage therapist refused to continue to see him as a client. As you alluded to, two of these spas, management told the Banner they banned him from returning. So that's what we're talking about here. I think you said it. The need to treat this seriously, regardless of what may come out from here. Do more w women come forward? Do people come forward advocating for Justin Tucker, right? I mean, we don't know. Again, as you said, it's so fresh, but I think it's important to take it very seriously, right? And that's not just lip service, right? It's not just, oh, well, this explains why he was bad kicking this year. It's not about that. There'll be time for that, right? I mean,
Well, there
there
is
will
a
be.
point where the Ravens might just say, no,
Well, and look, that's
that could happen
sure.
before the end of this segment. Literally, if they just say no mas. And
Right. And
Steve, like the reason I don't have a credential is Steve's pissed about Ray Rice and never wanted this again. He never wanted anything like I. The time he walked away from me 3 years ago was that the whole Deshaun Watson getting money. He has no taste for this, right? But it's
yeah.
Justin Tucker. I don't know. Like, the fact that the Ravens want this coming back to their
Well,
door again and again and again is something they're probably evaluating as we're sitting here talking about this and saying, what are we going to do in an off? Did we? Because it's a bubbling story, you know what I mean? And I don't. It's hot, man, and it's not good for. And it's just terrible all the way around. It's a terrible
it
story.
is right, and that's there's a tendency to contextualize this when we're talking about not talking me and you, but the reason why this is a headline is because this is an NFL kicker who kicks for the local team, right? If this were Joe Average, I'm not saying it wouldn't be terrible, but it wouldn't be the front page story, right? It
Well, look
wouldn't
what
be.
happened to that kid, Matt Araiza, who was kicking a week
Sure,
ago, right? I
sure.
mean, so
Well,
these things,
and that's
right?
why, and it's always important to let it play out too. I mean, think of Duke lacrosse years and years and years ago, right? So I don't want to sit here and convict Justin Tucker, or absolve him, right? I mean, I don't know, right? But I also know how serious and extensive the reporting is in this story, and that's why it shouldn't be taken lightly. That's why it shouldn't be dismissed. That's why we shouldn't default to, oh, well, he wasn't a good kicker this year. And like that has,
And the other part of
but I
this is,
think,
this isn't like the cheerleaders where they got together and knew each other and went to a
right.
lawyer and got this was this was
And
journalists getting tips and calling around, and everybody's telling them the same story
apparently,
individually.
right. And some of these individuals, from what the reporting suggests, did not have a relationship with each other. So it's not as though, you know, it was a group of four or five, six massage therapists that came forward together that all knew each other. And, you know, if you're trying to be a cynic and saying, oh, well, what's the angle here? Like there was no corroboration, right? You know, no collaboration on the story.
And that was made very clear in the reporting.
Right. So, you know, a couple things here beyond what, you know, what we've mentioned to this point. You know, the Banner reports that, you know, they received a tip on January 9th. So we're talking about a 3 week time period that this reporting was done. At least most of the reporting was done, let's say. And I think what the other factor here, and this is where not again, not to get into the football ramifications, but we are talking about this because this is a Baltimore Raven, right? Again, you and I would not be in this space talking about this if this was a normal citizen, no, making it no less terrible
Or
in the
the Washington
process.
Commanders kicker in
Sure,
our case, right? Yeah.
exactly. You know, we talked about Deshaun Watson at length a couple times, but certainly not to the degree that Cleveland did or Houston did before he was traded to the Browns. But
And this is
I
also, if this is the 43rd player on the team, he's cut.
Yeah, no
And
question.
if he's the 43rd player on the
But
team,
I
there wouldn't be
also,
this kind of an investigation from 10 years ago. Like, you know what I mean?
well,
So
you
that,
just see,
yeah.
this is what that's what makes this. I don't want to say interesting is the wrong word because I don't want to make interesting sounds like something's appealing. It's not appealing. This is not comfortable to talk about. You know what? No one should be comfortable talking about this. But the fact that this timeline was 2012 through 16. The fact that you can go and literally just do a Twitter search and find, now there are ambiguous tweets. They're from, you know, anonymous, non-public figures, but you can find a couple references going all the way back to 2021 about Justin Tucker and, you know, massage therapist, massage parlor, that kind of lingo. Now, again, does that convict him of anything? No, but it's there. The timeline for this is there. Did the team hear of anything about this at any point along the way? And if they did, how did they investigate it or did they look the other way, right? I mean, that's where, to me, those are the questions that become much more uncomfortable for the organization, right? I mean, you know, this
But if
wasn't.
local business owners can go back and say on this night we told him he has to leave, I mean, like
Right.
I don't.
But I'm just, my
In a
point.
lot of these cases, if they ever get crazy, text threads and what people said to their girlfriends and their friends and like all of that kind of stuff becomes really kind of crazy. I don't know where it goes from here. I don't
Yeah.
know. Court cases, nobody's asking for millions of dollars. Nobody's. It didn't feel to me like anybody was looking to even embarrass anybody other than to report a story about something that was wildly inappropriate, if not
Sure.
unlawful, that happened
Sure.
years ago. And in the Me Too environment or whatever, I mean, I guess I hear all the why did it take 10 years? There's so many reasons for that that I've gone through with victims over the last 10 years that have been incredibly educational for me, that all of this is just troubling.
Yeah.
It's just troubling all the way around. It's troubling.
It is, and look, I mean, if you read the report, I mean, it flat out acknowledges this. You know, I can't remember who the exact source, whether it was an unnamed just legal source or whoever, but it sounds like the statute of limitations has been exceeded. So from a legality standpoint, and even acknowledging that these types of cases are typically very difficult to prove, you know, is it going to go anywhere from a legal standpoint, from a civic standpoint? I mean, I don't know, right? But we, you know, going back to that timeline standpoint, like I said, had the team caught wind of anything, any a sniff of an allegation, any a sniff of inappropriate behavior that they heard from Secondhand, third hand, did they look into it? Did they investigate it? And or did they just say, oh, it's fine. We have the best kicker in football. And and I'm not saying the Ravens did that either. But again, it begs those questions to now when this comes to light, we go back to some of the same questions and the same circumstances we talked about as it pertained to Ray Rice in terms of what did you know? What were you okay with to continue employing him? And then what changed, right? And you go back to
And that's where I come back to Steve
the
saying
video.
it was the darkest days of his ownership.
Sure.
And if we're about to go down that hallway again, the billionaire guy is going to do whatever he has to do to not. You saw that on the veranda. He's going to do whatever he has to do to not have to come in here and answer questions or even put John through it or even put Eric through it when all they care about out there, you know this, is winning. That's all they care about out there is winning. So, and missing some kicks and whatever. Dude, they took jerseys back on Ray Rice and made him the man of the game last
Right.
year and brought him back. So, like, they can point to that and say one day, but not today, and you got to go kick somewhere else and good luck. Like I would I honestly, if you're asking me early on, knowing that this isn't going to go away and it's going to be awful. I mean, it already is a couple hours old and it's awful. My guess would be that the Ravens wouldn't want to have to get Chad Steele together and have a press conference and entertain you guys. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
well, and
over and over and over again.
sure, and what happens, in terms of, and this goes back to what I said in terms of, had they heard anything? Had there been whispers of this years ago? Any did they investigate it privately? As you know, I mean, there are very few secrets as it pertains to players, and you can probably attest to things 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago of certain players who got into hot water, whether it was something extremely serious or something that was, a legal issue, but not necessarily something that was the end of the world, that there are plenty of things that don't come to light that teams do know about, right? And teams do take care of, whether you consider it ethically acceptable or not, that
Yeah,
happens. And
we have
I
to
don't
keep
mean,
an eye on that kid because he could get into trouble. I mean,
sure.
they
And I
know
don't mean that
that.
for the Ravens. I mean that for any team in any sport, any high profile professional sport, that
Well,
those
Zay
types of things
Flowers
go
had
on.
allegations last
Sure.
year. He's doing M&T Bank
But
commercials on their credit card.
sure. But I think, what makes this interesting, as you just, and again, we're venturing into conjecture right now because it is still very early. But
And these are
what?
also wealthy men that, they get preyed upon. You know what I mean? Like the Zay Flowers thing, who knows? But like when guys have money and they have, by the way, did you even hear Jaden Daniels' mother say, nobody's getting my kid? I don't know if you saw all that,
I did
but
not
she's,
see that.
oh man, Jaden Daniels' mother said, you know how many girls want my son? Like these guys are targeted. I mean, I'll say that in a general sense all the way around. So they do need security, right? I mean, I guess the point is you want the team to know everything they're up to. From a legal standpoint, from an employer standpoint, there's only so much you can know, right? But I think these are 20, 21, 22-year-old young people coming in. The last thing a billion-dollar organization wants is this, period, of any kind, right?
Well, and I think, what makes this more complicated in terms of trying to gauge the team and how they respond to this and how they will or will not proceed, then that's where how Justin Tucker performed in 2024 does become more relevant as it pertains to any potential decision about his employment, because of what I said before, this happened. The allegations are from 2012 through 2016. If the team at any point caught wind of anything, right? And again, you can find tweets that are 3.5 years old alluding to something here, right? Unless a couple random people just had the most random, miraculous coincidence that you can find of something that came out 3.5 years later, true or not, there was smoke
Smoke,
about it, right?
smoke. That's the
True or
word,
not, there
right?
was
Yeah.
smoke about it. So again, from that standpoint, if the Ravens did hear anything, and again, I don't know that. We're reacting to this, right? We're trying to react to this in as appropriately as we can, understanding it's a very sensitive topic. But now, if you talk in terms of it coming to light now, if they knew something about it years ago, well, Justin Tucker was still the best kicker in the NFL, right? And there's
The
more of
Ravens
a
would never do that, would they? I mean, they would never. They've never done that in the past with Ray Rice punching his wife in a glass. I mean,
Yeah.
that they
I
wouldn't
mean,
throw a journalist out in the prime of his career and chase him around and then
well,
play. They wouldn't do. I mean,
and
come
look,
on,
it doesn't
man. I
even
mean,
have to be,
I
I mean,
like.
it doesn't even it doesn't even have to be that nefarious. It's as simple as we know that if one of the star players on the team gets a DUI, they're not going to get cut. I mean, the league might discipline them in some relatively minor way, but they're not going to be cut. But you and I both know if it's a practice squad guy on the team that gets a DUI, he's gone. Right? And we know that. We understand that. And I'm not even saying that's right or wrong. That's just how it is. But now when this something like this comes to light, if if you're the Ravens and if Steve Bisciotti says, "Hey, we're not dealing with this," they kind of have the cover of Justin Tucker had a bad season, right? Where they can kind of say, "Well,
It was employment related. It was field
sure."
related.
So,
Yeah, yeah.
and again, I'm not
It's. I
accusing
mean,
one
he's a
way or
Ring
the
of
other.
Honor
It's
guy. He's a Hall of
uncomfortable.
Fame guy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I've interacted with him hundreds of times. I just keep going back to if you got thrown out of one
Yeah.
massage facility
Well, and
one time for one thing, I would say, what the, were you drunk? What the hell did you
yeah.
do?
Well,
To get
and
through,
that's
you know what I mean? Like I just, if it was one, I don't know what to say. And especially if you're a public figure and you're doing this stuff, but it's like, oh, who would do it? Oh, the quarterback of the Houston Texans went around the city and did it sort of
yeah.
routinely at, but yeah, apparently his way of doing it was online with, you know, whatever. These were like places where I went in
Yeah.
and people, everybody went in. These are massage facilities. This isn't.
This isn't like some sketchy, wrong side of town kind of place that,
You know
that.
what? I will make you laugh because we have to laugh at least to stay alive, especially on a day when I lost Sean Simpson this morning. The last, bless me, Deacon Jones, for the last massage I have had, and people laugh when I say this. I was in New York City. You know this. I went up. It was election. I went up alone 2 days. I went up for a concert, hung out, and Chinatown. I go and I have a place in Chinatown. Go ahead, make your joke. And it's legitimate, very legitimate place. And I went in, and when I went in, it was the first time I'd ever seen this. And they're a little more like stalls in New York. They're not like full like rooms with, if people here are familiar with fountains and running water and just sort of these nice, elegant, really elegant facilities. A lot of the places Justin Tucker has been accused of, some of these places are very elegant places. They're spas, they're nice places. And this place in New York's nice enough, but on the wall it said no hanky panky. Literally, it said on the wall no, and I'd never seen that. I've been in a million places, but you're in New York, you're in Chinatown. It's just sort of like, hey, dude, read the wall. You're
Isn't
in a
that kind of
legitimate
place,
place.
right?
That's that. You know, come
Well,
on, man.
and
We're all, I'm 56. We're grown-ups here. You know what I mean? But and I am saying that legitimately to say we all know the difference. And Deshaun
right.
Watson was even doing something a little bit more way on the edge if you go read all of that and went on there. This is not that story in
Well,
any
and
way or that accusation in any way. This is a whole different level of funky monkey
And
in regard to what's appropriate and what's not. And it's a sad story,
right,
man.
and they talk in the story, and again, I encourage everyone, whether you have a subscription or not, have someone who does subscribe, have them send it to you, right? I mean, things like that. I mean, but it even acknowledges in the story that whatever gray area there can be, right? And this, and I'll give you a perfect example. It acknowledges, they talk to people who in that field where they acknowledge that a male client can accidentally, briefly get aroused, right? And they say that that is not uncommon. But what they allege and the details that are spelled out here is whatever that gray area is, this went well beyond
Well,
that.
hang on for
Right,
a
that
second,
there
because
was no.
these women that are massaging people in these places are massaging dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of clients. And when they deem something to be out of bounds, any of them,
Right.
it's out of bounds. You know what I
Sure,
mean? Like, I
sure.
don't. Come on, man.
but what
You
I'm but
know?
what but me saying that is spelling out that they're even acknowledging that that does happen from time to time, right? It's the George and Seinfeld scenario when he got a massage at one point
And if
and
you're a dude, you apologize immediately.
And you're embarrassed and then you go on and it's fine then, right? But they spell it out and make it clear according to these massage therapists that it went well beyond that, right? So even acknowledging what ambiguity, whatever space there is for a little bit of ambiguity, this is way beyond that. And I think the reporting, spells that out. I came away from that having never gotten a professional massage myself. So I plead a lot of ignorance here in terms of, what would, what the process is for the massage and all that, but they made it spelled it out that this wasn't just, some vague little bit of gray area and that's it, that it went beyond that.
Well, I don't know how much further we need to go into this, but go
Yeah.
read the
And, you know,
reporting,
it's
right? I
read
mean,
the
and
reporting.
we will be following whatever the football is. I'm doing a whole bunch of community and charity stuff next week. We're not going to be doing 58 segments on this. I'm not going to be, calling around to get other opinions, maybe some legal opinions if there is such a thing, or some
Right.
insights
I mean,
into
I think.
that. Or but I'm, we're not doing reporting on this as much as we're doing reaction to this to
Sure.
say, this is a bombshell story for the league, for Justin Tucker, for the city, for the team, for these young ladies, just kind of all the way for the banner too. I mean, for to be doing this kind of reporting and getting tips and saying, we're not afraid of Chad Steele. I mean, that good for them. I mean, they reported something that nobody in Owings Mills wanted reported. That's when that's when you're doing journalism.
Yeah, well, I mean, they certainly don't. They don't want it to be true. They don't want it out there, right? Sure. I think as we wait to see what happens next, and if you even go to the Banners website, to their sports section, there's literally a link for, if you have a tip, if you have more information, if if you're a massage therapist who, encountered the same thing, to reach be able to reach out. Anonymously, in for them to reach out, to professional
I had a friend reach to me and
journalists.
said a friend of theirs would confirm it but would never come forward.
Sure,
That
and
happened the
they're
first hour,
well,
and that's somebody very connected to me. That's somebody that would not lie. I
and
got a text right away and said, I got somebody, but that person would never come forward.
sure,
And
and
I'm
look,
like, okay.
and that's that person's right,
Because
right?
that person has nothing to gain at this
Sure,
point by
exactly.
any former client. And Justin Tucker probably wasn't, if people that have the that are massage therapists, they don't, this doesn't happen once in their life because people are, this allegations and hints and get out of my place or whatever. Like, I think it happens, more often. And when it happens, you don't really have any recourse whenever it happens, which is
Yeah.
part of my House of Ruth thing of whatever happens, sometimes you have no recourse and you don't, the law's not going to protect you as well as fame, money, Bill Co we go down to Bill Cosby route. For all of these women, this is not, this is just such a, I it's, this is not easy. And, for even for my friend who said this, came to me and said, this person will not come forward. No way in hell, because there's nothing to get there. And it was a long time, whatever
Yeah.
that, whatever, just no, I'm not doing it. And everybody
Yeah.
reserves the right to that, but
Well,
they also reserve the right to speak out of truth too. Even
yeah.
journalist Knox.
No question. And that's where, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens now. Do more massage therapists come forward? I mean, go look at the timeline of the Deshaun Watson thing. And this is, I'm not saying this is exactly the same as that. Let me be very clear, but you saw how that started out with however many, and then more came forward. Will more come forward in defense of Justin Tucker? I don't know, right? I mean, I really don't know. Again, he's entitled to, the idea of innocent until proven guilty. Even though it
I
doesn't
can
sound like
tell
it's
you
going to go
right
anywhere
now,
legal,
if I
but.
were accused of this 15 years ago, I've had the same massage therapist for 15 years. She would at least stand up and say, I've given the dude 200 massages, and
Sure,
he, like,
sure.
I mean, like that would happen right away. And
Right.
I do know this, dude, and I don't know if you know this as well as I know this, because I've been on airplanes at different points with people who give these guys special vitamins to get them ready for games
Right.
and fluids and needles and things. And they all believe in massage. I mean, all the, you know, most players in that locker room get work done
Yeah.
and lots of work done, and especially kickers. You know, I mean, just I've known them all. So the kicker in the National Football League doesn't have a massage therapist. You know what I
And if I
mean? So,
and
yeah, I
in
mean, just literally.
no question. And in fairness to Justin Tucker, the reporting in the article also did include some massage therapists who worked with him. I think I want to say the timeline for that was through 2016 through 19, something along those lines, who said he was nothing but professional, right? So that was presented. That doesn't mean that they're true and the others are lying. It's just there were some accounts of him not acting inappropriately, but that doesn't mean he didn't in the previous ones, or if he hasn't with others who haven't come forward, right? So again, we're working off of an incomplete picture here to some degree or another, because I don't think we're going to get a TMZ video that comes out of this that proves it in the way that Ray Rice with his wife in the casino. But that said, that I think it's important for us all to recognize, take this seriously. This isn't a joke. This isn't something to make light of. This isn't something to worry about who's kicking footballs for the Ravens next fall. This is a very serious accusations here, and very uncomfortable and gross accusations here. And I think while we all have questions and there's unknown, parts of this and gaps that we hope to be able to fill, but who knows if we will. It's important to recognize that
Well,
and to
Justin
not.
Tucker also had the opportunity to come out and say,
Sure.
I really did some stupid stuff 10 years ago and I'm sorry for it
Yeah.
now. Like, and he didn't do that.
He didn't
So
do that.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
Sure.
I think we've all done something somewhere along life's highway that if somebody came and accused us, said probably shouldn't have done that, you could step up. And as long as you didn't kill anybody and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
Sure.
could say that was not cool. And
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna fix that. I don't know he's given himself leeway for that any more than Ray Rice grabbed the phone and said, I didn't punch her in the face, and he did. And
Yeah.
people in the room knew he did. She knew he did, and their creator knew he did, and he's still a fan of the game 10 years later and signing autographs and making money, and life's gone on for him, you
Yeah.
know? So I don't know how that goes, but all of them lied. They all lied about throwing me out. They all lied about Ray Rice. They're liars. Would they lie? Sure, they'd lie if he can kick the ball 65 yards. They would. I know they would. Now, what they know, I don't know. But him saying, I'm innocent, you know, he can't come back now and say, well, that was 10 years ago. That wasn't good. And if he didn't do it, he didn't do it. Like,
Yeah.
you know,
Sure.
die on the hill. You know, I mean, Lord knows I die on the hill with Chad Steele because I didn't do anything that warrants me not being there to ask him questions. But these are prime examples of why they don't want people like me around. But I can honestly say nobody in East Baltimore came to me and ever told me this. It's never came to my lap. It wasn't like, oh, I heard that one time in Highland. Yeah. No, I don't have that. I don't have that. I heard a whole lot more about Kevin Costner and lights going out, and that was ridiculous, but like stupid stuff than this. But now that it's out, you and I are a couple of hours into this, and people are reaching to me with all on my Facebook to sort of like, okay, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what comes from it, but nothing good. Done, drop the ball on this. Are we going to watch a football game and go do some other things for a little while? Maybe get a
Yeah,
baseball
I
player's
mean,
eye?
well, this won't be the, as you mentioned, we will definitely talk about this and, we're going to see what else comes to light. If anything, good or bad,
Well, I've said my piece
guilty or
after reading it,
innocent.
right? I mean, there's just so much you can say about it, right? I mean, really.
Sure. Right. And again, I think it's just important to, the internet is the internet, right? Social media is social media. So I
But
to
this
sit
isn't somewhere
here.
the Ravens are going to issue a press release and say we're going to let due process. There is none of that. It's not, you know what I
Right.
mean?
Well,
Like,
and
so
even, even
yeah.
from, the legal look into it, and regardless of what we know that there doesn't have to be a legal case for discipline to potentially be taken, with the personal conduct policy, right or wrong. We've known that. We've seen many cases about that over the years, Ravens and otherwise. But I think again, to take this seriously and to have the proper sensitivity with this, regardless of what the 100% truth is. one way or the other, right? And it's not one way or the other because there's multiple accounts here. Just to take that seriously and understand that, this is not something to joke about. This is not something, this is something to feel gross and icky about,
Well,
the
I think
accusations
everybody
themselves.
took it that way in my world. People were outraged in whatever way that this story, it's an outrageous story. I mean, it really is. It's salacious. All right, he's Luke. I'm Nestor. We're gonna get back to football, baseball, the games we play. We're doing a cup of Super Bowl next week. I swear, when we're not talking about Justin Tucker, I think this is the only segment we're gonna do. We have just the greatest week of radio here with Chuck Pagano coming back to Baltimore, and Luke and I discussing that, as well as Joe Flacco's been here, Jamal Lewis has been here. He's gonna be at the big Verizon event next Sunday. My wife and I are gonna go down. She's a Verizon employee, so we're gonna get down early on Super Bowl Sunday. They're gonna let me in the stadium. I get in the stadium for free. I'm in. Let's go. So I'm
There you
going
go.
down there. There you go. I should have thrown that into the tag. And so, just great. Mike Nolan, if you ever heard the Mike Nolan conversation, Luke, he was phenomenal. And then, I mean, what can I say about Ira Kaufman and Jason Cole and just a whole bunch of Hall of Fame voters here this week. Merrill Hodge stopped by as well and sold me some tailgating goods and told me about the Factor back. So we just got a lot of great radio here, and we're not delving into 481-1570. Tell me what you know about, Justin Tucker. So we're not going to be, it's not going to be all day, all night around here because we got other things to move on, but we said our piece. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. Back to your regularly scheduled programming right after this.